The Arizona Wildcats baseball team is on a roll. Their 2012 season has been one of the most successful ever, and not just out on the ball field. More than 86,000 people attended games this year, double last year's totals. That leads Coach Andy Lopez to sum up the season this way.
I think it's been great. Good crowds. I know our players enjoy it, and seems like the community's kicked in and kind of likes coming out and watching college baseball game, which is fun.
A big reason for the crowds this year is the team's move to High Corbett Field from the smaller Sansett Stadium on campus. The city-owned High Corbett, which opened in 1937, is popular with many Tucsonans. And then there's the ball field's rich history. A number of baseball greats have played there over the years, especially when it was home to spring training games. And Coach Lopez says he can feel that history. He's just not sure about his players.
I do, but I'm a history major, and I like things like that. They may be too young. I mean, I'm sure if you ask some of these guys, they wouldn't even know who John Wooden is or who Cal Ripken is. So, you know, I mean, that's just life. But, no, I do. I enjoy it here. I really do. I think it's great to, you know, just kind of come out here and know who played here and what was going on here a long time before we showed up. So it's kind of fun.
Right fielder Robert Refsnyder appreciates the history at High Corbett. One great of the game he mentions who played there is DiMaggio.
It's really an honor to, you know, kind of play on the same field that those guys play on. Just the history and just what they've done for the game. And, you know, the first time I went on the field, I got chills, you know, knowing that guys like DiMaggio were playing on the same field as me.
Refsnyder is a junior who wants to make a career out of baseball. And he's not alone on the team. Several current Wildcats could be drafted into the majors soon, and that would change the roster for next year. But that's a given in college ball. Besides, as Refsnyder hints, the team is more than just its roster. Don't forget the coach.
I can't say enough about him. Whatever he says, I'll do. And I think that with a place like this, be able to host regional with our athletic director, Greg Burr, behind us, I think Arizona baseball is going to be a powerhouse for the next, you know, 5-6 years. And it's going to be really, you know, kind of a the place to be if I'm a junior in high school and I'm ready to commit somewhere.
You hear lots of college athletes give credit to their coaches and sometimes even to the venues they play in. But not every collegiate player credits their college's athletic director. But Greg Byrne is the man who saw an opportunity to move the team into High Corbett last year. And a year later, he says it's been a big success.
We're real pleased with where we are. We seem to have re-engaged our community with our Arizona baseball program. We have far exceeded where we hope we could be from a financial standpoint, both on ticket sales and concession revenues. Our team has played well.
The team's performance, the historic ball field, increased attendance, all have made it a big year for Arizona baseball. And then last weekend, the regionals were announced, and Arizona was picked as a host for the first time in nearly 20 years. Greg Byrne says that could set the team up to play in the College World Series.
Obviously, you have to have a facility that will allow the capacity from a financial standpoint. And then on top of that, hopefully it'd bring some tourism dollars and people in our hotels and restaurants from whoever we're playing against.
Back at batting practice, the top-seeded Wildcats are thinking a lot about who they're playing this weekend. They'll take on number 4 seed Missouri starting tomorrow evening. They'll play hard and try to do right by their coach. And if there's time between line drives and double plays, they might have time to stop, look up at those big crowds in the stands, and feel a little bit of baseball history there under the bright lights of High Corbett Field. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.